Did I just hear my name taken in vain?
One Eye's voice, punctuated by rasping panting more suitable to a lunger, came from the shadows down where the stair intercepted the cavern. God is great, God is good, God is the all-knowing and all-merciful. His plan is hidden but just. And save me from the mystery of his plan, because all I ever get is the misery of his plan. What is he doing down here? I asked Swan. I know. I'll leave him behind. I know I'm definitely not going to carry him up out of here just so he doesn't suffer another stroke from the effort. Hit him over the head when he isn't looking. I began moving deeper into the cave again. I'm going to try this one more time. Beneath my breath, I continued my conversation with God. As usual, he did not trouble himself to defend his works to me. My fault for being a woman. I nearly missed the transition from the ancient Nguyen Bo types to company men, because the first few modern bodies belonged to Nguyen Bo bodyguards. I halted only when I reached and recognized a Nguyen Bo bodyguard named Pham Quang. I studied him for a moment. I backed up carefully. When you looked for it, the boundary was evident. My brothers and their allies had several centuries less frost accumulation upon them. They had only just begun to develop the delicate webbings that encased the older bodies. That seemed awfully fast, actually, considering how long some of the others must have been buried. Possibly Soulcatcher had indulged in a little artistry during her visit. Interspersed with my brothers were several bodies so ancient that they had become completely cocooned. I intuited them as bodies only because the chrysalises slumped just like the captured did. I thought, it might be worthwhile having One Eye along after all. Down here, Soulcatcher might have taken time to set a trap or two, just for the devil of it. The Nar generals Isi and Okiba sat against the cave wall opposite Pham Quang. Okiba's eyes were open. They did not move, but did seem fixed on me. I hunkered down, got as close as I could without touching him. Those brown pools were moist. There was no dust on their surfaces, nor any frost. They had opened quite recently. A chill crawled down my spine. A very creepy feeling came over me. I felt like I was walking among the dead. In the far north, whence Swan came carrying traveler's tales, some religions supposedly pictured hell as a cold place. My imagination, running with the terror that my brother's situation sparked, had no trouble picturing this cave as a suburb of hell. I rose carefully and moved away from Okiba. Now the cave floor was almost perfectly level. My brothers were not crowded together. The rest seemed to be scattered along the next several hundred feet, not all immediately visible because of a turn in the cave. A few old cocoon men were interspersed with them. "I see the lance," I announced, which was wonderful. Now we could split into two parties and have both retain their capacity for accessing the plane. My voice echoed like there was a chorus of me all talking at the same time. Hitherto,